Final segment of the Midday Show, live from Big 12 Media Days in Frisco. We're pleased to be joined right now by one of the main guys over at Fox covering college football. He is Joel Klatt. Joel, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing very well, Joel. And let's start with a comment that really made waves in Austin that you had a couple months ago where you had visited, I think, Tom Herman and the Longhorn football program during spring practice, and you were a big-time buyer of UT and what they're capable of in 2018. Do you still feel that way?
Absolutely. I think they're a better football team than they were a year ago. And a year ago, they were a whisper away from, you know, 9-10 victories. A whisper. I did one of the games. You know, that USC game, they were right there. So you get some experience from quarterback, and experience to me means that you make better decisions. That's what experience gives you. It doesn't give you more talent. Doesn't give you more accuracy. You make better decisions with experience, and those turnovers specifically were more about decision making than they were anything else. So I think that you can pretty easily predict Texas to have a better year than they did a year ago. I'm a big believer that what they have built is sustainable. And it's really quality. I've been down there for about 3, 4, maybe 5 springs in a row. It was just palpably different this time. The level of player, the energy around the program, and ultimately that's what kind of led me to believe that I think Texas is a legitimate contender in this league. They're not going to be my favorite to win the league because OU is still more talented than they are. But Texas is catching up. There's no doubt about that. And I think that they could have a really good year and be right in the thick of things.
Joel, what's your thoughts on Tom Herman? Obviously, if you feel Texas can get back to relevancy this year, you must feel pretty good about him. But it's been 3 coaches, the end of Mack Brown, Charlie Strong, now Tom Herman, 8 years in a row in which this Texas football program is underachieved. You know, what makes you think that Tom Herman is the right guy to turn this program around?
Well, for one, I would say that last year they overachieved. Based on where they were, what they had to work with, and Tom is just different. I think that the energy around the program is different. Their ability to play harder, they just played harder this last year, and I think that is a direct correlation to your head coach. Teams with great head coaches give maximum effort all the time. And you see that with Ohio State. You see that with Alabama. You saw that with Oklahoma under Bob Stoops and then now under Lincoln Riley. You see that with Iowa State and Matt Campbell. I mean, great leaders of men get the best effort from those men. And that's what I see. You know, I mean, it was just a different effort level on the field. Texas did not have that effort level. Under Charlie, and they do under Tom, and I think he's done some great things schematically as well.
Now, you believe that Oklahoma is going to win another Big 12 championship this year, at least playing in the title game?
Yeah, it's hard not to at least say, hey, they've got a great chance to be in the title game, because they do. I think they're the most talented team. I think that they have the ability. Their offense could, for me, remind me a lot of what Baylor was a few years ago under Art Briles, which was really a run-first offense with the ability to be potent passing the football. With Kyler Murray at quarterback, which I believe will be the quarterback, and then those two backs, Trey Sermon and Rodney Anderson, they could be the kind of preeminent run-rushing team in the country, outside of, you know, Air Force and Army and Navy. I mean, they could run the football for 265, 270 a game. Because they still have the ability to take the top of the defense. You can't help with safeties. Their quarterback is dynamic. They've got two backs. They can throw it to Rodney Anderson. Grant Calcaterra is a really good tight end. They got C.D. Lamb. Their offensive line is very good. I mean, very good. Probably the best offensive line in the conference. It's hard not to look at them and say they can protect their defense with their run game, and they're very potent. I know Baker Mayfield is gone, but right now, I mean, I think it would be a giant upset if they're not in Dallas playing for the Big 12 championship.
It feels like just because Baker Mayfield no longer being there and the type of player that he was, the transcendent type of player that he was, that the offense is inevitably going to take at least a little bit of a step back, which requires the defense to take a step forward. Do you have confidence in Mike Stoops and that the defensive players and being able to take that step forward to help Oklahoma get back into the title game?
Well, I think I would just phrase it differently. I think that the offense doesn't have to take a step back. The offense just has to look different.
Okay.
And I think that the offense could actually help the defense be better this year. So can the defense be better? Yes. Will it be all on their accord? Probably not. Again, it's the ability to run the football. They aren't going to have to lean on Baker as much. They aren't going to have to lean on third and eight quite as much, because I think they're going to be, like I said, one of the best rushing teams out there. Because of that, their defense should see less snaps, should be more fresh, should force more turnovers, should create more pressure, all of those things. So that's the domino effect that I kind of arrive at. I don't see it as necessarily a step back as much as it is a shift in the style of play that they're going to implement.
Joel Klatt, Fox Sports lead college football analyst, joining us now. And Joel, the trendy, the sexy pick, if you will, to win the Big 12 this year is West Virginia. The media picked them going second, but a lot of people are high on this Mountaineers team. I'm just curious, more or less of West Virginia, but your thoughts on Will Grier as a quarterback. He's the preseason first team all Big 12 quarterback in this conference. There's not a whole lot of returning talent at the quarterback position. Will Grier is kind of the steadying force. How good can he in this Mountaineer offense be?
They're going to be really good. I think that they could rival what Oklahoma State was this last season because they're that potent on the outside. They've got a quarterback that can really deliver it. They've got an offensive-minded head coach that likes to take risks and sling it around a little bit. Will's going to have a great chance to be right in the thick of things as far as personal awards. And a lot of that has to do with he's got stages early, he's got stages late that are big, that are marquee, that he can make a name for himself. And if you were telling me you've got to take $1,000 of your own money and you got to go to Vegas and you've got to bet on one Big 12 team this season to be at least 8-0 through eight games, West Virginia would be the team I'd put money on.
Wow.
Because look at the schedule, right? Tennessee's got a brand new head coach.
Right.
North Carolina State's rebuilding a defensive line after, you know, they're, I feel like North Carolina State's going to take a step back. You favor them both in that game. And now you see them rolling into Austin in November 8-0 and maybe ranked third or fourth in the country. It's not that far-fetched. Everybody else has much more stringent tests early in their schedule in their first six games, five games. Certainly Texas does. Their first five or six games are somewhat of a gauntlet, to be honest with you. They're the exact opposite of West Virginia. If someone said, okay, now take $1,000 and bet on which team you expect to win their last five, I would say probably Texas.
Right.
Kind of those schedules flipped a little bit.
And if you have a dark horse team in this conference, who is it?
I think it's TCU. They play so well on the defensive side. They've got a quarterback in Shawn Robinson that is pretty dynamic with his feet, has the ability to run the football. I think that Darius Anderson is a really good back, and they were much different once he was out for the year. He hurt his foot against OU in a game that Gus and I called. So their ability to run the ball, their ability to play defense. Banigu, am I pronouncing that
you
right?
Are, yeah, huh? Banigu.
He's really good. He's really good. So absolutely a dark horse would be TCU. And then here we go, the same old, watch out for Kansas State.
Yep.
Five returning offensive linemen, returning quarterback, returning defense. They're going to win nine games.
They always do.
I know.
Seemingly under Bill Snyder, right? Well, Joe, we appreciate the
time.
Yeah,
you bet, guys. Good talking with you.
For 3 hours, so go get some lunch.
You got it.
Have
a good one.
We appreciate it. Joel Klatt, Fox Sports, joining us. We appreciate his time.